And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's out today, but boy, we got a great guest, Captain John Collins. We're going to call him a knot. Basically, he's just a fishing expert. He's going to tell you how to catch them and where to catch them. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup and Network.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And just one of those beautiful days after rain. And
yeah.
Feels good.
Wait a minute. The tuna are still biting. Is it really Thanksgiving this Thursday?
Isn't that crazy?
Holy mackerel.
We just had 2 to 4 inches of rain across San Diego?
Crazy.
The tuna are biting?
They're back.
They are biting.
Yeah. John Collins, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. So what is new in your world? You've just told us, how many days on the water have you had this year so far?
Okay, since January, I have 103 days on the water as a fisherman.
As a fisherman. You are now officially retired.
I am.
As a captain deckhand.
That's correct.
Yeah. You did many, 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 many years as a captain deckhand.
26 years.
Wow. Yep.
And what was it like? Tell us about your excursions. What was what were some of the highlights in those 103 days on the water?
Well, let me see. We had excellent fishing down below. I did three long trips down to Hurricane Bank. We had very good fishing on those trips.
16-day trips?
Two 16s and one 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had very, very good fishing on those trips. Came back, had a short stint back at home again, got to be reacquainted with my wife, and then we got back out on the, like, 8-day trips pretty much during the summer. Both to Guadalupe and down below on the ridge.
What was the fishing like at Guadalupe for you?
I thought it was very good. We had a lot of fish around the boat, a lot of bites, a lot of big bites from the predators.
Yeah.
And then we landed quite a few fish. It was very good fishing at Guadalupe.
Grade of fish that you saw this year?
You know, it was really, really strange. On one trip, everything we had was 60 to 80 pounds. They were biting the 50 and 60 pound.
Nice.
And the very next trip, all the fish we got were like 40 to 55, 60 pounds, and couldn't get bit on anything heavier than 40 pound. I mean,
yeah,
it was different. Every trip was different.
Every trip. And what do you think? It's just conditions, huh?
I don't know. It's like those better grade fish would move in and out. And if you happen to be there when they were in, that's good. If they weren't, you still got those nice grade fish. That 40 to 55, 60-pound fish is great fish for Guadalupe.
Yeah, it is. But interesting, when I was there on the Shogun at the end of October, small hooks, man, it was like, what's the story on that? Small bait, small hooks?
No question about it, small hooks. Down to number twos. I think the biggest hook I got bit on with the bigger bait was a 3-aught, but for the most part, they were number one, number two. Maybe you get lucky and get bit on a 1-0, but for the most part, it's small hooks.
What is it? Why do you want to increase your hook size if you can?
Well, you get a better bite on the hook, that's for sure. A much better bite. Hooks are normally stronger. As the bigger they are, they're a lot stronger hook. Mm-hmm. They don't have a tendency to want to bend out. And you can pull a lot harder, a lot more bite on the hook itself in the fish's mouth to where you can pull and not worry about ripping it out.
Okay, and because smaller hook, you can rip it out pretty easily.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you got the gap is so small that you don't really get a lot of the fish in the hook itself.
So for those of our listeners that are going on a Guadalupe trip, and there's still, I know Ricky's going on one here in a couple weeks on the Royal Polaris.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tips would you give somebody going to Guadalupe right now?
Right now, I just read the report this morning from the Royal Polaris. They had fish from 80 to 130 pounds. That's nice, real nice grade
really
fish.
That's great.
Sounded like they were biting the 50 and 60 pound pretty darn good. And I think I would have that type of equipment available with an 80 pound outfit also in the event that they really get hungry. And you want to have a lighter outfit, a 40 to 50 pound outfit, just in case they kind of back off as far as biting the heavier line goes.
Yeah. What about those big Guadalupe yellowtail? Man, those things are just beasts.
Those things are, in my opinion, incredible. I've never been anywhere where a yellowtail fights as hard as they do at Guadalupe.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And the majority of those fish, for the most part, are caught on either yo-yo or dropper loop, and they're very, very close to their home. And you got to put the pressure on them to get them up and get them away from the rocks and so forth.
Like right now?
Right now.
Yeah, and so how do you do that? How do you get the pressure on them enough to turn their head to get them away from that rock?
My personal preference when I fish dropper loops at Guadalupe is I fish 100-pound. I fish a very, very tight drag, a big hook on either a chunk of bait or a bigger bait. And when I get bit, I flat put the pressure on them.
Yeah. A stiff rod?
A very stiff rod, one that loads up very quickly.
Yeah. All right. That's good tips for sure.
Yeah.
Now, recently you had the Wahoo trip of the decade, maybe, here on the Royal Polaris. How many did the Royal Polaris get?
I think we had 240.
240.
Insane.
On a 10-day,
on a 10-day trip. It was a 10-day trip.
The thing that's most impressive this year is the grade of the Wahoo is anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds bigger than the average fish we catch down there. It's incredible how many 40 to 60-pound and bigger Wahoo that have been caught this year.
Wow.
Yeah. That, incredible fish.
Yeah. And so what was the trick? You guys had, you were high man on the boat with limits. What was the trick on getting Wahoo? I mean, because of our listeners, I think one of the most, the biggest questions that guys going on a long range trip, especially in the fall, they have, it's like, I want to catch a wahoo. I've never caught a wahoo. What would you say to that person?
I would say that you got to put your time in. You have to cast as long as that boat is stopped. The entire time it's stopped, you have to cast. You have to cast. You have to cast. You never know when one's going to come by, especially after the initial hit. You hook maybe four or five or a half a dozen, and then it backs off. You have to keep casting because you never know when another one or two or a group of fish can just come swimming by right away. And all of a sudden, boom, you hook two or three or four more wahoo real quick. After two or three casts, you don't get bit. I see a lot of guys will just kind of back off and wait till the boat fires up and takes off for another run. You just have to keep going at it.
Yeah, because they're still around, maybe.
Yeah, time at the rail. I can't emphasize time at the rail, how important it is.
And when you say you're casting, what are you casting?
I like to fish bombs on the wahoo. And my main reason is that when you fire a bomb out, I like to let it sink to a slow count of 20 and then come up at an angle to go through various parts of the water column. And I like the bomb because it moves in a steady straight right back to your rod. It doesn't weave. It doesn't waggle. And I think when a wahoo bites a bomb, it literally bites the bomb instead of slashing at it like a lure that's dancing to the left or to the right. They'll slash at it. They're trying to bite it like you see a lot of times on fishing mackerel, one will come up and they'll bite it right in half, and they're slashing at it. They can't swim up to it and just eat it, so they slash at it. They'll eat half of it, turn around, and come back and eat the other half. But with a bomb, it moves so straight through the water that they can come right up to it and either come up from behind it, from the side, or whatever, and they're eating it rather than slashing at it.
And that skirt reveals nothing but a hook.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, when you get, let's say you get a bite on a wahoo, what do you do?
I just keep, I fish wahoo maybe a little different than most of the guys fish wahoo. I fish 80-pound braid. I fish about 10 to 12 feet of 80-pound mono. And I fish single-strand 80-pound wire. And the reason I do this is because I like to fish an extremely tight drag. And sometimes when a wahoo bites, the bite is such a jar that on lighter line, a lot of times, just from the bite itself, and if you're using a stiff rod, you could pop them off that quick.
That's crazy.
And I use a heavy line, a very tight drag, and I like it. And I use a rod that loads up very quickly so that the hook gets in. If you hook them anywhere from the center of one side to the other side, the upper part of their mouth, that's all bone up there.
Yeah.
And if you have that tight drag and you get that hook at least penetrating a part into that bone and you keep the pressure on the fish, I can't tell you how many times when they gaff a fish, the slightest bit of slack, the bomb just falls out of their mouth.
Yeah. I've heard that from every wahoo fisherman. You know, that's their number one thing is once that fish is gaffed, the hook usually comes out, whether it's a surface iron, a bomb.
That's correct.
Whatever it is.
Because they're just gripping it so hard.
They're holding on to it, and the hook penetration isn't penetrating past the barb. It's just stuck a little bit in the top of their mouth, and you keep the pressure on, they can't shake it off. And with a heavy line, you've got a tremendous amount of pressure there. You can keep that tip of that hook in the roof of their mouth until such time you get them up and get them gaffed.
And that's where the pumping the fish is your worst enemy.
That's correct.
Hands down. I mean, that's where that straight pressure, just keeping a straight grind on them.
Straight pressure. That's the aim of the game.
Yeah. As soon as the slack comes, they open their mouth, it's over.
That happens a lot on the troll where a guy will try to pump it a little bit, and they get slightest bit of slack, boom, the lure just falls out of their mouth.
You know, there's something really cool. I've seen the footage of it, and he's going to be in studio and next weekend, I guess.
Okay.
Kevin Mattson, right?
Kevin Mattson.
So he has the most killer footage, and we've got to get it from him somehow because he's got one on the troll on a Marauder style, okay, a double hook.
Right.
And that thing literally comes. He's got a hook. He's got the footage of it on the camera the whole time he's fighting it, and it goes from hook to hook to hook. Literally, the back hook is in the corner of the mouth, then the front hook is in the snout, the back hook is out, okay, and then it goes back and forth like six times while fighting the fish.
Wow.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
like, you would never know that. If you had landed that fish, you would have had no idea that thing was hooked and unhooked six different times.
Well, that's just a good example of a marauder that wiggles and wiggles and stuff. When a wahoo comes up to hit that marauder, so many times when it's gaffed, the back hook is in the side of its head, and the front hook is in the other side of its head where they've tried to slash at that lure rather than coming up behind it and trying to eat it whole.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. So you are known as the knot guy, the man who created the John Collins knot, the RP knot, which is kind of the knot that is probably the most universally used knot in long range.
He period. Literally, that knot has changed my fishing.
Yeah,
seriously,
me too,
John.
Same with me.
I mean, that's no BS. Seriously, that knot, I've been a San Diego jam knot guy since I was a kid, okay? And
and
the only other knot I used was a back-to-back uni.
Right, yeah, right.
And honestly, that John Collins RP knot has changed everything I do from freshwater to saltwater. It really,
wow,
my number one. I love it.
I get a lot of guys, if I'm walking down the dock to something, somebody will say, "You're John Collins, right?" I say, "Yeah." I said, "I just want to tell you, I use that RP knot," and I said, "It's the only knot I use as far as connecting spectra to mono or fluorocarbon."
Yeah. What I can't get over is I've listened to you on the show, and you're like, "Yeah, just 3-4 wraps," and I just can't find myself.
Yeah.
To only do 3 or 4 wraps, I can't.
Usually it's 5, right?
It is 5.
But I've heard you say as little as 3 or 4.
It depends on the pound test line you're using. I use, my formula is 30, 40, 50, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
30 pound, three wraps will hang on 30 pound, 4 wraps will hang on 40, and 5 wraps hang on 50 or
okay.
higher.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
I haven't heard
okay.
that one.
But yeah. I personally do 6 or 7. I don't know why. It just did. I have the confidence and
I know guys that use 10. I mean, but it's 5 more than you really need.
Yeah.
And it makes it that much bigger. The purpose is to keep it small.
But make no mistake, every time I get to that 6th one, I think of you every single time.
You don't need it, right? One thing though, you definitely, just to make sure, you need to pull on that knot, right?
You do need to pull on it. You need to pull on it. If it's going to break, you want to break it on the boat. You don't want to break it in the water.
The only time I've had one break or had the issues, and I've never had one break under tension or have it fail other than my own fault, right?
Yeah, right.
But
properly tied.
Exactly. The only thing with the calico or the largemouth fishing where you're power fishing, and power fishing requires a lot of cast. Like where a normal guy would make one cast, I've already made 3 or 4 or 5.
Right.
And it's just power fishing with a reaction style lure. When I have that knot inside the guides and I've made 1,000 casts, it does take a toll, but it's after 1,000 casts, right? I mean, so
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Just running in and out of the guides and stuff.
And I found where it is where the where I've bent the fluorocarbon over, that exposed piece going through the guide that many times just takes a chafing.
So retie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, after 1,000 casts.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Exactly.
And any type of knotted connection is going to have a piece of that fluorocarbon or mono, a little tag end of that's going to be sticking out. If it's a knotted connection, it's going to happen.
So let me ask you this about, speaking of retying, you use San Diego. What do you do? What do you tie your hook on with?
I tie my hook on. I use the Springer knot, and I can't tell you. I mean, when I say this, I can't tell you how many people are using that knot, 2x2 or Springer, whatever you want to call it. Guys say that's their hook of choice or knot of choice simply because it's so small. I tie it specifically on 80, 100, 130 pound.
On lighter tests, it doesn't work that well, does it?
It works fine.
Yeah, I've had issues with it, to be honest with
you,
on 30 and 40 pound.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe I'm tying it wrong. I don't know. I got to go back and watch the video on our Let's Talk Hook Up YouTube channel.
One thing you have to be careful on is when you tie it, you go through the eye of the hook the second time, those two lines have to be parallel. Cannot go, if they go across, it's like a Palomar. If they cross, they're going to break.
They're going to break.
Simple as that.
They just cut, the pressure cuts in one or the other. Yeah.
Exactly.
So leading up to that question, whether you use the San Diego knot, the Springer knot, or the trialing knot, or whatever, when you catch a fish, are you retying every time?
Yep, I do.
You never put the same knot back in the water?
Nope.
After a fish?
It's so quick to tie, I just clip off about 3 or 4 inches of it and retie it again.
Corey?
Well,
I mean, it's a different deal
catching
calicos, but how often do you retie?
I mean, when you talk as heavy as 60 or 80 pound fluoro, you know, using the bigger baits and stuff, I could once maybe during the day. I try to tie a long enough piece, and with 80 especially, like the Cedros trip, you could go all day,
sure.
You know. But right. But the nightmare in, you always have in the back of your head is, what about a 10 or 12 pounder, right? So when you think of that, it'll usually draw you to a retie, you
yeah.
know. And it's not the 3 to 5 pounders that are going to ruin your day. It's
right.
the, when you watch, and I've had it happen. That's why I can tell you. I've had it happen where I've watched the 12-pounder eat at less than a boat length. And
sure.
and no mistake that fish was at least 11, possibly over 12.
Yeah.
And to watch that happen and set the hook and have it saw you off, man, that's...
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. It's like the old spot. Big fish don't break your line, they break your heart.
Yeah, that's true. But they also teach you. And if you yeah. if you didn't learn from it, it would break your heart worse.
Yes.
It's just that fish taught you one of the biggest lessons.
Yeah, indeed. Yes. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And what a set of prizes we're giving away today.
It's crazy, Pete. I mean, not only a pair of Maui Jims to Byron Bay, with a Marlin lens, natural grade lens, you know, super thin glass,
yeah.
okay?
It's an awesome set, the Byron Bay, super good for fishermen.
So a pair of Maui Jims to one caller is going to be totally stoked with that. John has brought us an overnight trip on the out of 22nd Street on the Freedom, okay? An overnight trip, I guess, whatever they're doing that time
Thanks
of the year.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
That's correct.
That. Yeah.
It could be fishing the island. It could be offshore. It could
That's
be
correct.
Fishing tuna, whatever it is
yeah,
that
whatever
time.
Whatever the boat's doing at the time.
Right?
On the Freedom out of 22nd Street.
So yep. one winner is going to win the glasses. The other is going to win the overnight trip out of 22nd Street on the Freedom, plus a Bill Varney calendar, which I'm looking at right in my hands here.
The brand new 2020 sport fishing calendar.
With Tide Calendar.
CCA with Tide Calendar. I have it in my office all the time.
I'm just one of those guys that's got to look at it, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's a good calendar. And he did a great job again this year. Congratulations, Bill.
Really cool.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
And I'm sure they'll be in the landing soon. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, more with John Collins and all this exciting stuff when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having a great time. And lines, we have one line open.
No, we don't. It's full.
Okay.
Adam's our main guy over there on the phones. Adam is watching over, and he's talking to that person right now, getting their information to give away those two great prizes, Maui Jim's sunglasses, Byron Bay, and the overnight trip on the Freedom, and Bill Varney's new 2020 sport fishing calendar, which I guess is available now at tackle stores.
So. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Corey, it's almost December. Next Sunday is December 1st.
Isn't that crazy?
It's Thanksgiving on Thursday, and we're still catching tuna. I had the best day of tuna fishing, local tuna fishing, I've ever had. Last Tuesday.
Which was
14 miles from Point Loma.
Right, wow. Right before the rain.
I'm telling you, it was the most volume of local tuna I've ever seen under my boat on the meter.
Yeah,
it was
that's just crazy.
And it kept building and built and built and built. And it all came off of a nice-sized kelp patty that was straight, small yellowtail, and then hooked a bluefin, like a 40-pound bluefin, and then just turned into straight yellowfin and bluefin.
All in the 9-mile bank.
For we drove away from it. We were hand-feeding them off the corner.
It sounds like a September deal, you know? It really does.
So, it is the best, or previous to the storm, it is the best tuna fishing of the year.
And the grade, too. The grade's incredible.
The grade's fantastic.
Like what Taro and Boger get in San Diego and the Liberty. It's good grade fish.
And the water didn't really change that much, so there's no reason why once they get back on that stuff, that the stuff might not stick around.
What was really incredible was, like, I looked at the fish reports last night, and after 2 days of wind and rain and so forth, the Liberty was out, and they had 50-some bluefin.
Yes.
Crazy. On a one-day trip.
Here's what's interesting about the little storm we had. A little. I mean, San Diego had overall 2.5 inches of rain, you know.
Right.
Here's what's incredible is it was a northerly push, right? But there was more of the southerly push.
There's a southern push.
John Island was talking about the tropical depression coming in there. That pushed up here. All the rain, like they've got a little bit in L.A. I know a guy, a very good friend that lives in Santa Barbara. They didn't even have a trace of rain up there. And so if you looked at where they got the rain, it was really San Diego County down to Central Baja.
Yeah.
It was all really a warmer.
So it's those two storms mixed. So
yes.
That's good. Well, let's find out from
let's
the man right now. Captain Mike Pritchard's calling us from the Tribune. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Jay. You know what? Water temp dropped a tenth that I've seen so far, and that is virtually nothing.
Wow. Incredible.
When we were out the other day, it was 65.7. This morning, it's 65.63. And the fish are still willing to bite. I think we have probably 10 hooked up right now. We've landed a 70-pound bluefin and a 40-pound yellowfin. We've lost, well, typical story, but guys trying to land these things on 25 pounds been a bit of an issue. We've watched bluefin boil up so far, probably up to about 130 pounds. So there's some good ones, and there's some guys that found out the hard way that 25 pounds not
going to
cut it.
Wow.
Very quick.
Wow. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still happening. And, I mean, November is, I mean, certainly going to go down in the history books as the best November in history of San Diego sport fishing. But is it the best month of the that it's been all year, Mike?
We've seen the best tuna fishing of the year in the last month.
Yeah.
By far.
Crazy.
We've seen fish that we were trying to drive away from. They're nice grade fish. There's very few boats out here today, and every boat I'm looking at right now is stopped. There's bent rods on the Pacifica. There's bent rods on the Pacific Voyager. And some of that fish, It has moved a little bit daily, and the other day we all scrambled. We thought the season was over. I think we've talked about this a few times this year. We found ourselves 20 miles out of position. We still got up and caught limits before we had to go home.
Jeez. Wow. And so it's moved a little bit, but it's still well within one-day range?
Easy one-day range. It moves a little bit. It moves, you know, 5 to 10 miles here and there, but when there's only 5 or 6 boats looking for it, it takes a little while to relocate it, but it's pretty darn good.
Still game on.
We will be back out Sunday night. We're already a go. We didn't even get out full on this one. We only have 28 people, which is really comfortable on here. But it's, you know, you're seeing it, and towards the holidays, people either can't get away. But you know what? If you can get on the boat Sunday night or the day after Thanksgiving, I mean, it is as good as it's been all year.
Wow, fantastic. And so you're going to be running a one-day trip on Sunday night, or is it a day and a half?
Sunday night's a day and a half. Just gives us a little more time to make all this work. But we'll also be putting up a handful of trips for the beginning of December, and then we haul the boat out on the 16th. So I would imagine this next storm, it's hard to say, but it didn't even put a dent in it.
That's great news. So if you want to go before the next storm comes through, which is supposed to be Wednesday, Thursday, day and a half on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, sounds like a great call. How do we get a hold of you if you want to book that trip, Mike?
If you want to come out with us tomorrow night, give C4 Planning a call, 609-224-333, or c4planning.com. I'd imagine you're going to hear some pretty good accounts coming from today.
Wow. Yeah, sounds great.
Gotta like it.
Yeah, love it. All right, Mike, thanks for calling us. You always keep us apprised of what's going on, and especially now, when, right after the storm, everybody's wondering, is it still biting? The answer is yes. So appreciate that, Mike.
Definitely still biting.
Yeah, thanks for that. Have a great day. Appreciate the call this morning, and beautiful weather, too,
yeah.
I might add, too.
Awesome
today,
report.
Tomorrow, Monday, fantastic gorgeous. Weather. So take advantage of it. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, phones are packed, Corey. They want to talk to Captain John Collins. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Charlie. Charlie's calling from Gardenia this morning. Welcome to the show, and appreciate you hanging tight, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same with you.
Thank you.
John Collins, good morning. I'd like to comment on the Springer knot to you.
Yes.
What a fabulous knot. It's amazing, and I've been using a 25 to 100-pound line. No failures. But my question for that knot is, which direction do you go through the hole, and does it matter? Because I've gone both ways and have had success, no breakage.
I was wondering
if you could comment on that.
Yeah, I like to put the hook on something like you do with the San Diego knot where you put the hook, but I always like to put it on with the tip pointed downward and go through the top. I find it much easier to tie it that way than trying to come up through the bottom. So I go down through the top, over the finger, back through the eye again, over the finger, and then twice over the top of the two loops and pull the tag line back and slide it down.
Oh.
And it's a quick knot.
Yeah, and very easy. And if you want to learn it, like I know you have, Charlie, but John did a great video produced by the one and only Tommy P on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show at YouTube, on the Springer knot, as well as the John Collins knot, which is like by far our most looked at video over the years that you did that
right.
Video. We did that video together a long
yeah,
time ago.
Yeah,
that
was a very good video.
And boy, oh boy, that thing, it's you can learn the John Collins knots from John Collins on our YouTube channel, and then that Springer knot too. Very well done tutorial on that Springer knot. But,
thank you.
But anyway, so have you caught some big fish on that Springer knot, Charlie?
Yeah, my biggest one is on 40, about a 90-pound bluefin, you know, so that knot is just amazing. But my question is, when you loop into the hole, not the eye of the hook, the direction, clockwise or counterclockwise on the loop two times? Because I've done both ways and it works.
Yeah, I go over the top, so I'm going clockwise over the top between the double loops once, twice, and then pull the tag line straight back.
Okay. All right. So it's 2x2 is what you call it, because it's two times through the hook and then two times through the loop that you created with your thumb. And if you look at that YouTube video, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Exactly. A lot of guys call it a 2x2.
2x2. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, I had mentioned that I'd had some issues with that Springer knot on lighter line,
correct.
20, 25, and you said 100% it's because I'm crossing over at the eye of the hook.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. because my old eyes don't see as well as they used to, I'm not seeing that I'm crossing over, basically.
Yeah. The critical part of that knot is making sure the second time you go through the eye of the hook, the two lines are parallel and not crossed.
But you'll know by testing a knot before you even leave your rigging station. I mean,
quite often, yeah. I pull it straight back, I put some tension on it, and if for whatever reason it should break, chances are you've crossed those two lines, and one's crossing and pulling down on top of the other one instead of parallel.
It's going to break right there.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, Charlie's got it down.
Yeah, for sure, indeed. All right, hey, well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja, Corey.
Yeah, the catch report today, Pete, is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns into San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices and rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Yeah, indeed. And I was there yesterday with Sean picking up my fish. And, gosh, they do such a great job. We had some delicious fresh bluefin last night. And the way they process, it's just table ready. But Sean says their spices and rubs have just gone crazy. And the Poke Mix, I guess they sell Fastlane Kayak sells it. I know Dana Landing sells a ton of it. Their spices and rubs are just huge right now.
And they're, like you said, they packed the fish so clean. I have to, before we move on, give a big thanks to Steve Carson. Steve Carson shared some of his 313 or 315-pound bluefin with
nice.
Me, and man, it's just, right?
That's a nice fish.
And what an honor. Well, seriously, I mean, I was like, man, I'm so honored to be able to share some of this fish. Packed
yeah.
clean, and I got to
yeah,
like
right
it.
Right there at Fish Pros the Market.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, good morning, Cass Man.
Hey, good morning. I've been MIA for a couple of weeks.
Yes, you have, traveling man.
Yeah, I've been doing some field research, you know.
There you go.
And,
got to do it.
Yeah, I was down to San Jose del Cabo, the first part of November, and then I went to Venice, Louisiana, to my first ever redfish trip, and managed to get some nice big bull reds. Awesome trip. Definitely going back again next year. And then I just wound up coming back from San Jose del Cabo on our annual Wahoo Rumble. And unfortunately, we had Tropical Storm Raymond coming through the area. We got to fish the first day, and we did get three qualifying Wahoo for the tournament. But we were had to sit around on Sunday and Monday, and just you know, drink and have some snacks and that kind of stuff. But otherwise, it was like I said, it was a good group. They understood, you know, what Mother Nature does step in a few times, and so anyway, but, well, we did have biggest Wahoo was 38 pounds. Second place was 31 pounds. And third place was 9.5 pounds. I mean, oh, man.
A little guy.
Yeah, you guys were talking about those Wahoo. On the first day of fishing with the Rumble group, did get a Wahoo to hit a Nomad. And the first time I've ever seen it, it actually hit on the middle treble hook. And almost tore apart the split ring. I mean, that
wow.
thing was barely on. It was, I mean, it must have just really attacked that.
Was
thing,
that but, the Nomad DTX minnow?
Yeah. Well, no, it's two. I don't know if it's a minnow or not, but it's probably about 7-8 inches long.
Yeah, that's a DTX, yeah.
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 But yeah, it just about tore that out. But otherwise.
And there's some beefy split rings on those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they build them for Australia. So, man, that's like some hefty duty. Those things are powerful.
Yeah, no, they are. Like I said, I had one Wahoo hit on the lure, and then I had two hit on bait. And you know, you guys were talking about the hard mouths, and yeah, you've got to get that hook in there, otherwise they're gonna spit it. And the Wahoo around, I got a report they caught a 350-pound tuna there at the Intergordo. I think it was yesterday.
Wow.
It was a big fish, and of course Chami, the tuna killer, he likes to fish those. He got it on a slow troll live bonita, so there's some big fish out there. And of course the tuna are starting to come back. There's a lot of Dorado. I was surprised how many Dorado are around down there right now. So there's some really, really good fishing going on down there. But anyway, that's a report for this week. I know Corey called me while I was down there. He Wanted to buy his Valaris ticket for the El Salto trip, and I think you some really good prices right now, Corey. I think they were a little over $100.
Wow.
And you get everything. You get to pick your seat. You get to check the extra bag. You get the CBX crossing. I mean, round trip to Culiacan. I mean, that's a heck of a deal.
Listen to our crazy cast. I know we have two open spots still, right? When I booked out on Valaris, I mean, anybody that's in Southern California, and I mean, you can jump on the plane with me on our way to El Salto. Listen to how inexpensive. It was $33 going there, and it was, I think, $70 coming back. So overall, it was like $100 round trip.
Round trip. Wow. Yeah. Including the CBX and everything.
Well, the CBX is additional, and I chose the extra leg room for $7.80 or $8 or whatever.
Early boarding, all that.
Yes.
So all in, you're maybe in for $140.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So there are two spots available on that January Billy Chapman Senior Resort Lake El Salto trip.
Yeah, still got a couple of spots there. Anybody who wants to join us, give me a call at Cass Tours. 800-593-6510. And then if you guys want to check out our future trips, I've got a Nixtapa trip putting together for the end of February. Great winter destination down at Nixtapa Zihuatanejo, February 23 to 27. It's a Sunday to a Thursday. You can give me a call once again, 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And it's good to be back home. Everybody have a wonderful turkey day, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You too, Cassman. Hey, one question. Do we have any spots available on our Loreto Rumble in May down at the beautiful La Mission Hotel?
Yeah, we got, I think, 4 to 5 rooms left on that. And there's airfare just out of L.A. on Alaska just dropped this week. So that's a really good round-trip fare for the people who want to go to LAX. And then, of course, we got Errol Calafia out of CBX Tijuana. So some good fares really there.
That is such a good time. I'm looking forward to that in May for already. So, hey, Cassman, welcome back. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, after Thanksgiving.
You got it, boy. Talk to you later.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more of John Collins. We'll return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the 5 Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a fun time in studio with John.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
John Collins, the wizard of knots and fishing here. Hey, I want to throw out a couple big things. You know, they've successfully halted the expanding long lines on the West Coast. This is a huge deal. The lobbying for the commercial longliners were very strong, and they were lobbying for more permits and more longline permits and to expand the permits. Well, thanks to CCA California, American Sport Fishing Association, and several other groups, they stopped it. So
that's a huge thing.
Yeah, and
very
so
big.
Congratulations again to Wayne and the gang at CCA and all the people at American Sport Fishing Association and all the people that helped out with that to put an end to those destructive long lines. Hopefully we'll get rid of what's existing and we'll never have to worry about that again.
Yes.
So, yeah, for sure. I also want to draw your attention to this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Bass, big bass on the front cover. You guys, I know you're big bass.
It is a good
bass
one.
Guys. That's a nice one, that young man on there. Great stuff. And a lot of big tuna action, of course, in Western Outdoor News. And, of course, the 21st annual Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. That was a big success. Is there's a whole insert on the review on that. So check it out. Always find out what's going on. And let's talk hookup to this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
Hi, guys. Hey, I have a couple questions. First is for John. John, I've been using the John's Column Knot for braid-to-braid connection. Is that not supposed to happen?
You know, it was not designed for braid to braid. There are a couple of other connections you can use, especially if you're using non-hollow type braid. About the only way to connect it is with a knot. It was designed for connecting monofilament or fluorocarbon to braid.
So what do you use connecting braid to braid?
I use a knot. It's called Roy's Mistake.
Roy's Mistake.
Roy Rose showed me how to tie this knot years ago, and I call it a 7-7. When I did knot seminars on the Royal Polaris, I'd get everybody on the upper deck that wanted to learn some knots. It's called a 7-7, and I have a very good friend, Sanford Morita. I showed him how to tie it. That's all he uses to connect when he has to connect braid to braid. It's a great knot. It's a little involved, but once you tie it and once you tie it correctly, it's 100% knot.
Sounds like a video coming up on the Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel.
Right?
Yeah, Tommy, we'll have to get you back out and do a knot. What about the back-to-back uni? That's what
back-to-back uni, as far as I'm concerned, is a great knot. One thing I'd like to make sure that I clear up with anybody, if you have a knot and it works good for you, there's no reason to change it.
Yeah.
If you have a knot that you're not comfortable with, then you might want to think about learning how to tie a different knot until you find one that you're comfortable with.
All right.
The bottom line is, if you know how to tie 10 knots, learn how to tie your favorite one so you can almost do it blindfolded.
Yeah. What about mono to fluorocarbon? What knot are you using there?
I use the Seaguar
three-turn
surgeon knot.
Okay.
I don't fish mono to fluorocarbon. I fish fluorocarbon straight to Spectra.
Okay.
Yeah, but if I was going to do it, and I've done it for other people, I use that three-turn surgeon or a three-turn Seaguar knot.
Yeah, the Seaguar knot. Yeah, that's a good one.
A good knot.
It is.
I've never had anybody have any problems with that one.
Yeah, it's a good knot for sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Ed. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Hills.
Thanks for taking my call. I was going to ask John Collins about the Springer knot. I'm lame, and I think I crossed it over, but I had a couple failures, which I've been using it for maybe a year. And then But I was going to ask him about tying it with a split ring, because I had a failure with a split ring, and I was thinking maybe you don't want to use that knot where there's air in it, you know, where the two halves of the split ring are. What do you think about that, John?
Well, there is a possibility if it keeps rubbing back and forth where that split meets the base of the actual ring itself. If it goes back and forth, eventually it's going to wind up working on the connection itself. I only use that knot when I tie it on a hook. When I tie a knot on a lure, yo-yo jig, surface iron, or whatever, I always tie a double San Diego. And the reason I do this is because when I use the Springer knot on a hook, every time
a bait hook.
That's correct,
yeah,
on a bait hook. Because every time I tie it, I clip about 3 or 4 inches off and retie it. Every time I catch one on a hook with bait, when I don't know anybody that uses a yo-yo jig, surface iron, or whatever that clips 3 or 4 inches off every time they catch a fish on a lure. And I feel the San Diego knot, as bulky as it is, it's a bulky knot. It's not going to make any difference as far as getting bit or not getting bit.
And the Springer, on a lure.
That's correct,
yeah.
On the lure. But the Springer knot is such a low profile knot, but I do retie it every time I catch a fish on a hook, a bait hook or whatever. I retie the knot every time.
Hills, I was having the same issues like I discussed earlier with the Springer knot on lighter line, and John is convinced it's because I'm crossing line, and it could be because you're surf fishing a lot. I know, Hills, you're probably tying it on light line, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Like 15-pound fluoro.
Yeah, hard to see it cross over. That's I think the issue maybe.
When you're not worried about the visibility of a knot, it's hard to beat a San Diego knot. It really is.
Yeah,
if you're not worried about the visibility,
knot.
It's
yeah.
a good strong knot.
Easy to tie.
Very
hard
easy.
To mess up.
Yeah,
and it works.
That does work.
Very
There's
strong.
No question about
Indeed.
It.
Indeed. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I love the RP knot. It's such a great knot, and I just want to say thank you for showing us that knot because it's so simple. And you say if you're comfortable with fishing mono, that's all I use is mono to my braid, and it's such a great knot.
Well, thank you.
So how did you create the John Collins or RP knot?
Okay, I was on watch one time. We were on our way from San Diego to Hurricane Bank.
Obviously on the Royal Polaris.
On the Royal Polaris.
Okay.
Years ago. And we were down past Alejos Rocks, out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm sitting on watch, and there was a customer that was up on the bridge. We were talking, and Daryl, who works on the Royal Polaris, came up, and he showed me something he saw in a magazine. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what the name of it was. But he showed it to me, and it was monofilament wrapped around the Spectra. And I tried to tie it, and it was kind of difficult because either mono or fluorocarbon has a tendency to want to flex, and it's hard to tie them and keep them tight. And I said, screw it, I'm going to try it the other way. So I, instead of tying the mono around the Spectra, I tied the Spectra around the mono. And it was so much easier because the Spectra lays down so much easier. Mm-hmm. And I tied it, pulled it tight, and I said, shit, this works pretty good. And I did it several times. So after I got off watch, I went outside and did it a few times. I tied it on against something, and I started pulling on it, and I couldn't get the knot to break. I couldn't get it to break, nor could I get it to slip. And I told Frank about it, and I started using that as far as my knot seminars go on the Royal Polaris, and everybody just fell in love with it.
Yeah. And that's how it happened.
I know.
It's created
awesome
on the water.
Yep.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more of John Collins, more of your calls. We come right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trax 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trax 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trax reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trax Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.